Blog Talk Radio.
The big news yesterday in the liberal media was a court filing in the lawsuit against Fox News by Dominion Voting Machines, who are suing them for $1.6 billion for supposed election fraud claims that Fox News hosts made on air, which were really just asking questions and airing clips from others who had certain suspicions. And so the media is framing this, oh, because in the filing, there are private text messages between Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and her producers and certain executives at Fox News. So the liberal media is framing it like this, and you got to stay tuned because I will debunk the facts from the fiction and show you what actually is going on here and what Tucker Carlson was actually talking about. Off air, Fox News stars blasted the election fraud claims they peddled. Fox News stars privately bashed the fraud claims the network pushed. No, what really is happening here is privately and publicly, as I will show you, they did blast certain election fraud claims that were bizarre coming from Sidney Powell, who is a kook. And this wasn't even a secret because Tucker Carlson made those same comments on air and then was attacked by tons of Trump supporters because they were furious that he doubted Sidney Powell. This is from shortly after the episode. Tucker Carlson, time for Sidney Powell to show us her evidence. She concocted some harebrained scheme that involved like half the countries in the world, including Venezuela, who has a toilet paper shortage. So I don't think that they really have the sophistication to be involved in such a scheme. China, on the other hand, okay, so this is, you might remember this, Tucker Carlson pissed off tons of Trump supporters by daring to doubt the kook Sidney Powell. And you'll see in the comments, I'll have pissed off tons of people by calling her a kook.
I do hope everybody can hear this.
And I called her a kook at the time. Now, after Tucker Carlson did this, then the liberal media is like, oh, my God, Tucker Carlson bashed Trump attorney Sidney Powell, and his fans are upset. So Washington Times covered that. The New York Times, Tucker Carlson question a Trump lawyer. The backlash was quick, talking about the backlash, people being upset. So it wasn't a secret that Tucker Carlson thought that certain claims and questions about election fraud were ridiculous. So this is a total straw man argument. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering what this thing is on the bottom of the screen, that's because you have to pay, and I won't do it, to access the New York Times articles. There's ways to get around it. I just didn't do it this time. Same with this. You get, you know, two or three free articles, I think, and then they block you, put you behind a paywall. So I'm not going to pay. That's what that is. But you can still see the article in the headline. So the media and the Dominion Voting Machine Company are trying to frame this as if because they privately and publicly bashed certain election fraud claims that they must not believe any of them and that all of the questions that people have are completely illegitimate. Oh, there's plenty more to come in this video, so stay tuned. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here because you won't find analysis like this anywhere else. Where soon I'll take a look at Fox News' request for a summary judgment, their 183-page court document that they filed showing what the Dominion executives were saying in private. In the request for a summary judgment filed by Fox News' attorney, which is basically a request that the judge just throw the case out because it's total garbage. So here in their almost 200-page document, they contain a bunch of evidence that they got from discovery, which is how Dominion got the text messages between Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. That's the discovery phase of a lawsuit where you have to turn over all of your private communications. And so did Dominion. And so Fox News' lawyers are arguing, discovery in this case has revealed that Dominion's own employees expressed serious concerns about the security of its machines. Mark Beckstrand, a Dominion sales manager, confirmed that other parties, quote, have gotten a hold of Dominion's equipment illicitly in the past. Bankstend identified specific instances in Georgia and North Carolina and testified that a Dominion machine was, quote, hacked in Michigan. Bankstrand confirmed that these security flaws were reported about in the news in just weeks before the 2020 presidential election. Dominion's Director of Product Strategy and Security, Eric Coomer, acknowledged in private that, quote, "our bleep is just riddled with bugs." Indeed, Coomer had been castigating Dominion's failures for years. In 2009, Coomer noted that, quote, "our products suck." He lamented that, quote, "almost all of Dominion's technological failings were due to our complete effed up installation." And in another instance, he identified a critical bug leading to incorrect results. Just before the 2020 presidential election, HBO aired a documentary called Kill Chain, The Cyber War on America's Elections, which I have seen, which every American should see. And now that CNN is part of the same conglomerate as HBO, they own the rights to the documentary. They could easily air it on CNN, but they won't, because the documentary casts serious doubts and concerns about the security of electronic voting machines. It's basically part two of HBO's Hacking Democracy, which was released in 2006. And so the reason that this was put out, partially because many people were concerned about the potential hacking of the election, because they were expecting Donald Trump to win. And then if
he did win,
they were going to point to all these concerns as evidence that, you know, Russia must have done it.
Okay, we're going to take a break from Mark Dice. You can check out markdice.com, and he's got all kinds of things, books, movies, all kinds of things. How you doing, Lori Ann in the great state of Oregon? And Cinnamon.
Hello.
Hello. What the hell was that?
That was me saying hello.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm trying to get a microphone.
My earbuds got a little bit crazy.
Oh, well, my microphone's going in and out, so it's going to be one of those shows, right? Yep, one of those shows.
So I'm going to disconnect and reconnect them because I'm getting feedback.
Uh-oh. That's not good. That's not good. You come back, I'll put you right back on. Former Israel president, or prime minister, not president, Prime Minister Bennett, he came out and said that in April of 2021, this war could have been over with. Ukraine and Russia had a deal. They had a deal. And actually, Ukraine got two of the concessions they wanted. But guess who stopped it? Take a guess who stopped them from making a deal.
Would that be Obama?
Could it be Biden?
Yeah, it could be. It could be President Biden. Yeah, I think that. Ding, ding, ding. Yes. The United States government stopped them from making a deal because we wanted to make sure Russia spends all their currency buying weapons and ammunition and all that crap. So all these people that have died didn't have to die. And I sent over $100 billion that we have sent to that moron called Zelensky. We didn't have to send it. And all the weapons and everything else we've sent this moron. But I tell you what, people are going to have to start standing up. The American people are going to have to get off their fucking ass. Because this is ridiculous. They're just running over us. They're destroying our country. I'm an old man, and I probably won't see live to see the end of this. But I got to tell you, if I was young, I'd be worried. I would definitely be worried.
So rumor has it that the host of this show turned a year older today.
Yeah, that's right. How in the hell did you know?
Because you said so.
I said something.
Yeah, when you were talking about spring training starting up and you mentioned your birthday at the same time, it was kind of like a birthday present for you. Spring training starts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, spring training does usually start on the 18th of February. What is that noise? Who's taunting, Cinnamon?
Me, sorry.
Damn.
So happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
They say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah.
You got to get laid, okay? I mean, I don't know how you... Damn, we're going to have to send you a present all the way to Oregon and some double D batteries.
I'd probably sing even more, but then my voice would be vibrating.
Something would be vibrating. Yeah, that's true.
I'd sound a lot more like Stevie Nicks.
You start sounding like Willie Nelson. Oh, but now where in the hell was I? I was getting nice and pissed off until you got me laughing. Anyway,
you were on warmongering.
I guess that's your birthday wishes for some of these young people and for Americans to start wising up and protesting our government for the shenanigans that it's doing, especially because, you know, it keeps costing us more and more and more. So I'll get you right back to being pissed off again. How many hundreds of billions of dollars to the Ukraine are we going to continue to pay that didn't have to be paid?
Exactly.
But we made sure that this war between Russia and Ukraine happened.
Yeah, what Lori Ann said. Lori Ann, you got a show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 on the West Coast. Tell us about your show tomorrow night. Well, we got a whole bunch of people on the switchboard.
Ah, yes. Stay tuned. Tune back in tomorrow night, Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann right here on Blog Talk Radio. As you said, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. on the West Coast. And I will be again without my co-host, Doll. She is taking a mini vacation. So I will appreciate anybody that wants to call in and keep me company tomorrow night. Sure, we'll have lots of stuff to talk about. There's been tons of stuff going on. The tyranny never ends. So we'll definitely, whatever we don't discuss tonight, I'm sure we'll discuss on my show tomorrow night.
Or we'll discuss it again tomorrow night. We normally do that, right?
Yes, oftentimes we do. Especially the things that get our blood boiling the most.
Yeah, exactly. But, that was the former prime minister of Israel coming out saying that. And I've been saying it, too, because I've read that a long time ago, and every place I checked said the same thing, that America stopped them from getting or having an agreement. Early on, before anything really happened. That's just bullshit. And then it comes out, we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Hope the people in Germany loved
it. Yep, that's something that I said back when it first happened. The evidence was already there that it was us.
Yeah.
And they're saying or Norway, which makes sense because the new brand new pipeline from Norway to Poland was ready to go and ready to fire up and did so. I think it was less than a month after the Nord Stream pipelines blew up. And so, of course, nobody wanted to believe it at the time. But now, it's come out that, gee, what do you know? The U.S. was most likely behind it after all. And as usual, we wanted to blame it on Russia. even though it made absolutely no sense for Russia to blow up its own pipeline that it spent millions of dollars developing, you know.
Yeah, and
they,
needed the money, you know. They were sending the gas over to Germany. Of course, they're cold now, you know. They're freezing their ass off. Being warm, it just went up like tenfold because of this. Thank you, Biden. They love you over there, too, just as much as we love you. I tell you what, some of these freaks that voted for this moron, it just amazed me. How in the hell could you vote for this guy? He couldn't even debate. He was up there screwing up in debates. But they still, you know, 81.
Well, he couldn't even campaign for
thing.
Real. He had to campaign from his basement, and everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Spoke
yeah.
to him.
Go ahead,
it's the same thing that they did with Fetterman, though.
Yeah, basically. At least
he didn't have to do a one-on-one debate. You know, he could campaign the way he wanted to, and they put him in office. They had to get he had to read what was being said because he couldn't understand it because of the stroke that he had. So they bend over backwards and doing all this stuff for him, and now he's checked in for severe clinical depression.
Yeah, and no telling they
which
don't
I think
know.
Which I think is an awesome thing. I mean, he came out and wasn't trying to hide it or anything like that. But you knew this guy had problems. No, by himself, by checking himself in.
Well, he's
going
already
to the hospital.
Yeah. I got you.
Instead of saying, "Oh, I got this," it was just this little thing, and staying for the weekend, and then coming back out and trying to do it on his own. I mean, good for him for saying, "I'm having a problem," and taking care of it, because we need more because of this. That's been the one thing that we've been talking about, especially at work, about the mass shootings that keep going on.
Yeah.
We keep saying a lot of this is a mental health problem. And this is because, like, when Reagan shut down all of the state mental hospitals.
Right.
And some of the people that I work with know or have family members have gone and they have having a hard time, and they'll go to the hospital. And the hospital will keep them 24 hours and kick them out.
Yeah.
So you're going in and saying, "Hey, I've got a severe problem here. I really need some help." And then they just shove you right back out. Well,
okay.
See, we can't do it that way.
Well, that's the only way they're going to do it until we get that changed. And I don't see that being changed anytime soon.
I think it should be.
Well, I do too, but it's not, and it's not going to be changed for, I can't even guess when that'll be. I don't know. Should be, Reagan screwed up. There's no question about that. Now, George Soros.
Yeah, I think one thing that we should learn from Reagan in regard to Biden is, let's recognize the obvious signs of dementia and stop denying it and stop excusing it.
Right.
That's a lesson that we learned from Reagan. Why are we repeating it with Biden, where it doesn't matter how many invisible hands of invisible people he goes to shake on stage, it doesn't matter how many times he trips over himself. How many times he forgets, the names of cabinet members and stuff that he's, appointed or whatever, and everybody still just excuses it. Well, maybe there's a lesson to be learned here. And it was Fetterman, at least Fetterman, like Cinnamon was saying, checked himself in and is acknowledging it. And I think Biden needs to do the same thing, only with dementia. And then with Biden, his health, he just had a full physical and medical report come out. But guess what they did not include in making his medical visit public?
You
any kind of mental health check.
You noticed that too, huh?
Yeah, that's conveniently omitted. The one thing everybody wants to know about is the mental health check. That's the one thing that they excluded.
I was watching it last night, and I kind of looked up part of it. I said, oh, that's missing. Hmm. But other than that, he's doing just fine. He's just top of his game right now. Thank you. George Soros wants humans to take control of the Earth's atmosphere. You know how he wants to do that, right? Come on. You got 10 seconds.
He says what? He wants to what?
He wants humans to take control of the Earth's atmosphere to halt climate change. Now, how does he want to do that?
Dimming the sun.
But everybody that, sorry, everybody that has looked at his plans said it would kill millions of people. Millions of people.
But that's the point.
That is the point.
Yep. We have to get rid of the useless ears.
If I was the president of the United States and had the complete control, just that man would be in an electric chair, half voltage, because I don't want to kill him just yet. Just plug it in and zap him a little bit at a time, because that man's killed more people by putting in these prosecutors that will not prosecute these criminals that should be in jail and should be in jail for years. He lets them back out on the streets. He doesn't. The people he puts in office.
Okay. I lost where you were going with that.
Everybody gets quiet when I talk.
Well, yeah, and then a lot of times, how many times do these people that don't get prosecuted or they're let off easy turn around and not only repeat what they did, but they up the ante? And they may have assaulted somebody, didn't get prosecuted. They get let out. That emboldens them. And next thing you know, they're attempted murder or murder because they didn't face consequences the first time. And so it escalates. And that happens time and time again with a lot of these people that aren't prosecuted. And I think it was a while ago that I can't remember if it was your show or mine, but I was talking about Oregon and how Oregon was failing to prosecute and tossing away, I think it was something like 300 cases just in Portland due to lack of public defenders. And because there's such a shortage of public defenders that it violates the rights of those that were arrested for not getting a speedy trial. And so their cases had to be dismissed due to lack of public defenders. And Portland, I know, is not the only place where that's happening. So, I mean, we're talking assaults. We're talking firearms violations, illegal possessions of stuff, all kinds of different crimes, drug dealing, you name it, that they simply had to toss out because there's just not enough public defenders to give these people a speedy trial. And that situation hasn't changed. And so that's a big part of the problem right now, is that the failure to prosecute is partially due to the fact that there's a real, real shortage of public defenders in all these different cities, and the court time that isn't available. They're short staffed on every single level. And so that's part of the problem.
I believe you're right. It is part of the problem. Big part. huge part.
I know, and then you think about it. Well, if you want to be an attorney, why on earth would you want to be a public defender and have a case, though, that you can never even make a dent in? In Portland, I think the figure was that there literally was not enough hours in a day for a public defender to handle the caseload that they're given. If they could stay up 24/7, they still would not be able to handle the caseload that they're given. And so why on earth would anybody want to sign up for that job?
Well, I don't know. I know a lot of public defenders in L.A. have resigned because of they just can't do anything. They can't do their job anymore. So they quit.
Yeah, I mean, how frustrating, right?
Yeah.
You have clearly guilty people that you're supposed to try to defend, and they get let off or their case is dismissed. Meanwhile, you're supposed to try to defend people you know are innocent, and you don't have the time to do an adequate job, and those innocent people are the ones that go to jail instead of the guilty ones that are let go. How frustrating can that be? That's the kind of stuff you lose sleep over and, you know, have psychological breakdowns over.
Damn, Lori, you okay? You going to make it?
Am I going to make what?
I don't know.
You're
about to have a breakdown. We don't want you to have a breakdown.
You started the tone. Things that piss us off.
I guess I did. Wow. I'm surprised they still let us on the air the way sometimes we talk. But we got to do something. You're right. I seen this kid just get his ass kicked, and the cops are right there, watched it. The guys who were doing the beating took off. Nobody arrested. They called an ambulance and carted the kid away. That's what's going on, too. We're letting these kids get away with everything. You seen that tape Bianchi sent on Facebook, didn't you? With them grabbing all the booze, all the wine.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, yeah. Hell, they were having a party because they know they won't get in trouble for it. That's the problem. They will not get in trouble.
Yep, just steal, you know, $995 worth of booze and you'll get away with it. As long as
yeah.
It doesn't go over 1,000.
Now,
that's a lot of booze.
That's a hell of a lot of booze. But they were packing those bags in. They got a lot of booze in those bags. A lot of booze. I haven't heard about how old was he, 72 years old? The old man lives on the border in Texas and Mexico and shot the trespasser. I haven't heard any more about him. But the last I heard, they were charging him with first-degree murder. And this guy in Texas. This guy's been busted over and over coming across the border. And I don't know how it happened. I can't find too much information on it. Carlson said it's not what we've heard, and I missed the rest of the story. But, you know, he shot him, killed him. And now they're charging him. He's worried about his wife staying there alone. It was just him and his wife on this ranch. So, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him. But you got to know.
I haven't heard anything on that either, but it doesn't really make sense to me. If somebody's trespassing on your property, especially somebody, you live on the border, you know, well, for crying out loud, if our own government, this current administration, isn't going to enforce the borders, then in my mind, the property owner has every right to step up and defend their land and their home and anybody that resides in it, their livestock, anything and everything, and protect their own property border.
I agree. I agree. But yet, look at these guys, these illegal pricks that come over here and they go to New York City, they put them in the high-rise hotel. The cheapest room is $200 a night, and they put these guys in there, fill it up with these people, and then they're going to move them out to Manhattan, to some other place, and they protest. The Americans are treating us wrong. Did you hear this guy? He was bawling. He was crying. Said we're treating him wrong.
Yeah, well, if we're treating him so bad, go back to his country and let them treat him.
I'd add that son of a gun on a plane in a minute. That's how bad I treat you. You get a free one-way ticket out of this country. That they were protesting. None of them wanted to leave. And
you don't put them on a plane. A plane is too safe. You put them on a train.
Because
right now, a train is where you don't want to be.
Well, you got a point. Good point. Oh, God. That was good, Lorianne. I like that one. That was good. Very good.
I have my moments.
Oh, God. Damn, that was... I wish I'd have thought of that one. Well, Jesus.
Chances are pretty good. Whatever train you put them on, it's going to derail.
Yeah, I'll give them a bet on that. Yeah. And I know this pisses me off. They get free medical. They get money. Hell, have you ever seen the boxes of Miller Lite beer boxes they had stuck in their room and pizza boxes? We gave them that money to buy all that. We did. And they got these damn iPhones. I can't even afford an iPhone. And we pay for all of it. Every bit of it. And they're so, and the manager of the hotel took the camera crew down in the basement, and he opened all these lids, and all the food that hasn't even been opened had been thrown away because they don't like it. They don't like it. Oh, man, there was tons of food. Nah.
This is sheer waste, isn't it?
Oh, God.
It's sheer waste. And that food, there's a lot of people that would be perfectly happy with it, even if it didn't taste that great. It's a meal.
I'm sure
you've
seen pictures of what's going on the streets of New York City, of all the homeless people just out there freezing their ass off. Would love to have a free room. But they can't have that because they're mostly Americans. We can't do that. But I'm sure to have one
mostly American veterans or single mothers.
Yeah, they're all out there. Then they took a camera. This news network took a crew down to San Francisco. What a freaking mess they have on the streets! It was bad last year. It just looked even worse this year. I couldn't believe the people are stoned. They were show people shooting up. And it's okay. It's just one of those things. You know, they got to pay a couple people in different areas $180,000 to go sweep up all the needles. And I mean real crap and urine because it stinks. That's what's going on in San Francisco. The San Francisco treat. Remember that commercial, guys? Rice-a-roni.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry, I have myself muted.
Now you got to be afraid of every time you get to the bottom of one of those hills in San Francisco, you see all the syringes that have rolled down the hill and piled up at the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, Lori, and you're a mess. We got to do something.
Shit rolls downhill, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And now the Dream Act is back, too. I don't know if you guys know that. Yeah. Dream Act. Lindsey Graham, one of the co-sponsors of the bill. Oh, good old Lindsey. He hasn't met a war he hasn't liked, and he hasn't met a illegal he hasn't liked. But if, you know, some of those people from the Dream Act came over here when they were babies. But that's not where we'll stop. You know, they'll add all these illegals that are coming over here right now with their kids. They'll get free college and everything. Boy, it gets quiet. Gets quiet.
Yep, I'm sorry. I was looking for something else. And it's on the other computer.
On the other
I was scrolling to look for an article that was coming to mind that I posted on my Lucid Libertarian page. And, of course, it's already gotten buried.
Oh, buried, huh?
Oh, yeah. I post a lot on my Lucid Libertarian page on Facebook. Sometimes I pause and I'm like, am I going to get another Facebook jail for this? Well, maybe. I'll go ahead and post it anyway.
Yeah. How many times have you been in Facebook jail?
I've lost count. I've so lost count. But, yeah, just about 3 days ago, I finally got my Facebook, my latest 30-day stint out of jail. This is what I was thinking of. Not sure if you guys saw this one. New gun control bill requires embedded tracker on all guns so government can track them in real time. Maryland delegate Pam Queen has proposed a bill, HB 704, that requires an embedded tracker to be added to firearms before they can be transferred in a sale. So that means a database tracking everywhere, and it requires that the tracker, the firearm has to be made so that the tracker cannot be easily removed. So you'd have to be pretty skilled to be able to take the firearm apart to the point where the tracker could be removed.
Okay.
That's where things are going.
If they can't get them from us, I guess they're going to do that. WTAC. How about that? WTAC, just keep you in mind.
Okay, that was a little loud.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I wasn't looking at the meters. Was not looking at the meters. Anyway. It was a vintage air check from WTAC, what that was. Yeah, if they can't get them from us, I guess that's about the second best thing is track wherever you go with this damn thing. Just like your phone.
Well, no, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
When you want to confiscate them, a great way to be able to do that is...
Oh,
I have a tracker on all of them, so you know exactly where they are. You know exactly where to, you know, send your soldiers in to go and confiscate them.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy peasy. Just like
and when
your
they
phone.
Change hands.
Yeah, if they change hands, that'll be. I don't know how they would tell though. If it changes hands, how would they find out? If they're just following the gun. I don't know. They'll come up with something.
Coordinating it with cell phone data. So you have your cell phone.
Oh, you're
so
pinging?
So if your cell phone is going into a, you know, is in one area, but the tracker on your gun is in another, that'd be a good indication that somebody else has the gun.
Yeah, but you can get away from that. You can do something different. I won't say what it is. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Get a burner phone.
Oh, they can track that too.
Yeah, well, you buy it off the wall. They won't know who bought it at all. They don't know it's going to be you buying it. They might track the phone, but they don't know who's got the phone, who owns it. You pay cash for the phone. There's no way that in hell they can find. I shouldn't say that because I don't know.
Oh, they have their ways. Voice recognition. Your voice is as much of a fingerprint as your own fingerprints are. So the second you use it, your voice matches what's in the NSA and flags you, and there you go. Your burner phone is maybe useful for about 90 seconds.
Hey, y'all. I've got to call back in. I got to call.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
George Soros endorses Ron DeSantis. Did you guys see this? Is this true?
What? No way.
Can't be true.
2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination.
That's an endorsement?
Oh, I don't know what the hell that was. How old is he anyway? About 110 years old? God. These people don't die.
Top or go to clearance rack right here, and you will get the discount. Like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell so I get notification. So you can get notification anytime I go live and make a video. Make sure you still subscribe to this channel. Like this video. Comment on this video. Share this video. Let's get into this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Father's Matter Friday. I want to comment on this video because, listen, I'm going to try to stay away from the hyperbolic speech. I saw this come across my radar. Nick told me about it. And he said, man, conservatives are going crazy. They're saying that George Soros endorsed DeSantis. Now, just like I do with anything else in my life, I say, that's interesting. That sound way too juicy. Let me hear what George Soros actually said, and then I can make a determination. Is this an endorsement or is this not an endorsement? Let's watch it together, ladies and gentlemen. And hold on. I want you to listen to every single person that says that George Soros endorsed Ron DeSantis. I want you to listen. I want you to watch the propaganda. I want you to watch their channel, watch their speech, watch the news coverage. And I want you to listen to everybody that said that George Soros endorsed Ron DeSantis. And then I want you to listen to George Soros. And then you tell me, are people being salacious? Are people acting just like the left? Or are B. Tatum tripping? Rubber clip.
2024 is that Trump and Governor.
Hold on. Before we start, first of all, he's dead while he's saying this. If you haven't observed this, pay attention. He's reading something off of a piece of paper. I just want you to observe that, then we'll get to that in a minute. He's reading something off of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure continue bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate.
Bianchi, welcome.
Yeah, I've been waiting out in the cold since 8:02.
I seen you, and you weren't there at 8:02. I don't think.
Good Lord.
I got to remember, I got to, when I switch over and take a peek, I got to click it. Because I noticed I got a lot more callers, and then I realized that I see you.
I started getting cold. My hand, I had to pee in my hands to keep them warm.
You know, that also works if you are stung by a stingray.
You know, when I got in Facebook jail, the cell I was in had Laurie's name written on the wall. Maybe you'd been there before I did.
Did it say for a good time call? Or?
it had a blinking eye. Well, Donnie, what's going on, man?
We're celebrating his birthday.
We're wondering when Buttigieg is going to make it to Ohio.
Man, the hell with Buttigieg.
The guy that was running the town hall the other night, they wanted to know why the federal government wasn't down there, or the people are running the rail cars, and the guy said, well, because they were afraid to come down.
It is due to that town because he voted heavily for Donald Trump in the last election. Donnie, I told you, some terrorists, you got terrorist cells in the country.
Yes.
Striking here and there.
Yeah, and it's taking a big toll. They had a train derailment just the other day here in Michigan, and there wasn't a leak. But hell, you never know. You don't know what's going on. And then all these, a few weeks ago, a chicken plant went down and killed over 100,000 chickens in a fire, and that's been going on since last year. So something seems to be going on.
Then you got these idiots that want to take our guns and make it hard for us not to have any. Then you got this organization like Common Cause that's bribing state legislatures to reverse their vote on accepting or going along with the Convention of States proposals. Seems like anything that comes up on the issue of voting for liberty and constitutional causes, there's someone out there who wants to prevent it from ever happening.
Yeah. Yep. It is. You know, I got to find that tape. I've got that tape, Bianchi, of states, the state rights and everything. I wanted to play that a couple of weeks ago, and I couldn't find it. I'm going to try to locate it, because I want to play some of it and get your opinion. I can find it. Well, now Lori Ann's quiet. Can you believe that? She's been running off the mouth since 9 o'clock.
She's out of gas.
Well, now that Pianchi's on, I wanted to give him a chance. Plus, he said that you were going to play a clip, so I didn't want to interrupt.
And by the way, last Saturday, I brought up Raquel Welch. He passed away at 82. My girl.
Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah. I'm not going to bring up any other girlfriend of mine for fear they won't make it to the next week. Can't have it.
Carter's in hospice at the house.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 92, I believe.
We need to cut these Congress people's salaries in half.
Make them part-time. Make them part-time again.
Absolutely.
Damn right. How it was, and that's how it should be, and in the states, too. Federal and state, part-time, that's it. You're done. You know, that'll never happen.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, I mean, being a congressperson or being a senator was never meant to be, you know, a sole career of somebody, you know, a lifelong sole career. It was meant to be, you know, serving your country for a certain amount of time in addition to whatever else you had going on. You know, started out, you know, you already have a business or a ranch or whatever, and you want to serve your country. It wasn't make a career out of it for your entire life.
No, you're right. It's supposed to be a part-time job, and you do your call. Oh, hold on, you guys. Take over for a minute, would you please?
Sure. Yeah, talk about Jimmy Carter. I do want to, you know, mention that a little bit more, too, because he's definitely led a long life, 98 years old. And for those of you that haven't seen the news today, he is now in hospice care at home, choosing to spend his final, last few days with his family at home and comfortable. So we are very soon to lose a former president of the United States. And regardless of, you know, what your opinion is on how he did as a president, I, you know, realize he wasn't the greatest president, you know, ever or anything. But nevertheless, I truly believe that as a person, as a man, he's a good man. He did try to make this world a better place in his own way. He was a hard worker, and it is sad news. And I don't celebrate, even if I really, truly dislike a president, I will not celebrate their death or, you know, he's on his deathbed. That's not something to be celebrated. That's something to, you know, let's say our prayers for him. And, you know, I just think that it is going to be sad news that happens. And I also, you know, his wife, Rosalynn, former first lady, is still alive. She's 95 years old. So that's something to be, you know, celebrated. That's a very long, you know, very long, well-lived life. You know, just keep your eye out in the news. We might lose a former president. And, you know, condolences to our country as a result of that. It's never a good thing to lose a former president. And so I'm just going to put that out there right now. So my prayers go out to Jimmy Carter and to his family and to our nation, because we will be mourning the death of Jimmy Carter probably within the next few days.
Yeah, that's true. And we can thank President Biden for taking Jimmy's spot as the worst president in our country's history.
Oh, I think Biden more than exceeded that.
When I was a kid, one of my best songs was "Ding dong, the witch is dead, witch is dead, witch is dead. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead."
What the hell's wrong with you?
That'll be meant for Hillary, I'm sure. But even if Hillary, you know, as much as I despise Hillary Clinton, I despise her. I think she's evil in every single way. But, you know, when it comes to death, I wouldn't even celebrate her death, really. Death is just one of those things that...
You don't have to, dear. I'll celebrate enough for both of us. Don't worry about
it. You'll celebrate enough for everybody? Okay.
Did I tell you about John McCain? You remember him? You remember when he died?
Yeah.
He actually died. He answered my prayer. Died on a Saturday evening. That was the greatest. I had a good show that night. I'm just sorry. He's gone. I'm lying. I'm sorry. I don't mean to lie. But you have a heart. I don't. And there's people should die. They should be dead. They should be in prison. And you just name one. I name one. That's my opinion.
I think, to me, Dick Cheney was about as evil as they come. Dick Cheney and Hillary Clinton are the two that come to my mind, the most evil man and most evil woman in politics in my memory that come to mind.
I do agree with that. Yeah. Everybody can say Bill. Bill's in there, too. No, Bill's not even close to the class of Hillary. I think she went behind the scenes when he was governor.
No, I think Bill was scared crapless of Hillary. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, that's true. God, yeah. But, you know, things like that.
That's one thing we need to be real thankful for is, you know, I don't care. I've never, you know me, I'm not like, you know, Miss Rah, Rah, Rah for Trump, but I am still so, so happy that Hillary did not win. You know?
Boy, you aren't kidding. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God. Woo, that was a relief when Hillary lost. I was like, oh, thank God. I don't want to imagine what this country would be like if we had dealt with 8 years of Hillary. I said it at the time. I said, people are voting for 4 years of Trump or 8 years of Hillary. And that's why Trump won.
You were right. That's what I was about to say. We'd be on the second 4 years of Hillary. And can you imagine? I think they're speeding up whatever they want to do to us in America. I think they're speeding it up because I think they have screwed up so bad. I just got to believe, unless they can cheat and fill the ballot boxes, that they're not going to be a president with a D behind their name for a long time to come. So I think they're trying to speed everything they can do and get. And I believe everybody's getting their money, getting that money out of Ukraine, putting it in Ukraine, washing it, and bringing it right back to some mighty big, deep pockets here in the United States. Because you can't.
Well, here's a scary thought. What if Biden plans to run for another 4 years? Nobody likes Kamala. What if Biden were to shove Kamala to the side and have Hillary as his running mate for VP?
I've heard that.
And then, of course, Yeah. And then of course, if Biden wins, you know, he does have the advantage of being, you know, the currently seated president. Usually elections tend to go for the incumbent president. So, and we all know that there's no way Biden's going to last another 4 years.
Well, I heard Michelle
that would
Obama.
Almost guarantee a President Hillary Clinton right there.
I heard a Michelle Obama. They want her to run. And I hate to say this, but I think if she ran, I believe she would win.
I think so, too, because she is really well-liked, even amongst Republicans.
Oh, yes.
Michelle Obama is a very liked person. She would probably do it. And then she'd probably have Hillary as her running mate.
And that'd be a scary thing. I don't think she likes Hillary. I just don't think they like each other. I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, you might be right. I don't know.
It's only what the Democrat Party wants. You know, it's the DNC that governs all that. So it doesn't matter if they like each other or not. That's irrelevant. But I could literally see if that were to happen, if it was Michelle Obama with running mate Hillary Clinton, I sincerely believe that we would see our first black woman president assassinated while in office, so that Hillary would end up in the White House.
Oh, I
see.
In
the Oval Office. You know what I mean?
No.
Hillary isn't going to take second chair. So that would make the history books. You can, you know, just imagine the first black woman president assassinated while in office.
That would
make the history books.
I can totally
see Hillary Clinton being behind the steering wheel of all of it.
Anything she does will be a first. First black woman to fall off the damn toilet. President. Anything she soon or later,
yeah.
You got to get first black woman to bump her head getting off the plane.
Remember when Hillary jacked her head and fell? Getting on I don't know what point it was now. Oh, God, she was campaigning. You had to be there, guys. It was good. Quit yawning.
There's something wrong with Hillary, too. She's got some issues. You know, not just, like, personality-wise, but
she's got
some physical and mental issues, too.
Three wicked wits, Hillary, Clinton, Susan Rice, and Valerie Jarrett, or you could say Suzanne Salzman. Three wicked witches of the West.
I was reading that it was former President Obama that got the FBI to go and to get these top secret documents from Biden, because he wanted that out there, that Biden had all these top secret, just so he could get, I don't know why, either get him in trouble, get him impeached. I don't have a clue why, but they said that Obama is sick and tired of Biden. He didn't like him when he was a vice president, and he doesn't like him now. I don't know that. But I know everybody was kind of going, whoa, you picked two for vice president to run with? Because nobody could believe. What did Biden say? He's the first black person running for president that he's articulate, he smells good, or he's clean or something. What the hell?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Wow.
Like, let's point out how much Obama doesn't fit the stereotype, right?
Yeah, I guess. And, you know, that just goes along with what old Joe said, what, 1994 or something? I don't know. About how he didn't want his kids to be going to school with, I forgot what he called these young kids. He called them something. I said, Jesus, man. He must
come
from.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Can't
white.
Have those black folk coming into our, you know, nice suburban areas and ruining it for everybody. That's pretty much what Biden's tone was and pretty
yeah.
much still is. But, you know, he has to try to hide it, of course, you know.
Hillary about said the same thing, though. She said about the same thing, but she wasn't anything at the time. But,
yeah, and happy Black History Month, you guys, too, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should celebrate Black History Month by highlighting, like, maybe that's what I should prepare for my show for tomorrow and for the rest of the month. Celebrate Black History Month by highlighting the Democrat saviors that everybody votes for because they're so progressive and they're so not racist. And highlight all of the racist shit that they've ever said.
Yeah.
And point it out.
Now, did anybody watch the Buffalo Soldiers a couple of weeks ago? Huh? Anybody? Great movie.
Joe Brown is a Buffalo Soldier. Judge Joe Brown.
He was not. What are you talking about? He's definitely not that old. Come on now. Good movie, though.
Hey, did you know that Buffalo Soldiers is a good history, too.
Yep.
Soldiers that fought in the Civil War on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
and this is supposed to be a true story, too, by the way. That's what makes it even better.
So if they fought for both sides, we need to take their statues down because they fought to protect slavery, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know, Bianchi. The times are bad.
Hey, did you know
you're
that the president...
We're talking about real history here. We can't have that. We should only talk propaganda history. Don't you understand that?
Yeah.
See, even Nikita agrees with me.
Did you know that the president of India is a black female of India? Darker than Wesley Snipes.
No, I didn't know that.
She is.
Darker than Wesley.
Well, see, it's not no Kamala where you got to look real close. Like a Valerie Jarrett, whose mother was Lily White and her father.
Thank you.
Was a communist from Russia, so you know he couldn't have. And she claimed that she's black.
I tell you right now, when all this blew up with Roseanne Barr, I said, why are they saying she's black? I did not know she was a black woman. I swear I didn't.
She ain't black. She just you can say you anything. And the definition includes so many options nowadays that
when San Francisco starts handing out $5 million checks, I'm black. All right,
you and Otis
me
both.
Too.
Me and Otis is on our way. Hell yeah!
Yep. I'll move to California. Give me that money.
You bet.
On all my job applications, I'm going to be putting down that I am African American.
Yeah. Damn right.
But Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, and Du Bois had white fathers, black mothers, so whites can claim them for White History Month.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Yeah, when White History Month comes along, they should be some centerpiece conversations because they
when's that White History Month coming along? Do you know?
I imagine sometime it should come on. I mean, they should make it official. Everybody else got a History Month.
Well. Yeah. I think, I don't think we're going to get one, though, Bianchi.
I'm thinking not either. At least not in my lifetime.
No.
Well, you got to demand it. But anyway.
Now,
is there a Vikings History Month? I don't even know.
No, I don't think so. No.
Well, there should be. The Vikings discovered North America long before Columbus did.
No,
Columbus Day, we should replace that with a Vikings Day.
Bianchi, on the Black Caucus, will they only accept Democrats? Or can Republicans?
Only black Democrats.
Well, that's... Huh. What? That's not right.
The guy from South Carolina, they won't allow him to join. What's his name? Scott.
Tim Scott?
Yeah, there was another guy out in California. Someplace they wouldn't let him get involved either.
Well, that doesn't make a damn bit of sense to me.
They racist, man. They got privilege.
Hmm. You know, I remember you saying that. I thought maybe you were kidding.
I never kid on your program.
No, of course not. Never have.
Steve Cohen, who's white, he can't get on either, although he represents a black district in Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee, yeah.
Now,
he was the one that was trying to join. I remember that about 3 or 4 years ago, wasn't it? He was trying to join.
One of the people that helped
Apparently you're not really black if you're a Republican, you know.
I guess.
That's just the way it is. Or a libertarian. If you're anything other than a Democrat.
One of the people that have authored that rule in place was Bill William Clay of the 1st Congressional District of St. Louis. Then his son, Lacey. Huh?
William Clay.
He was there for 32 years. Then his son came in for 8 years. I see his son is possibly going to be indicted. They say that... The Mideasterners, somebody of Mideasterners, set him up. The Mideasterners have been taking down them black politicians in St. Louis, getting them in bribes, scandals. They say that Clay met at some office, or some event, and they gave him an envelope. He left, and I guess as he was driving back, he got to thinking about it. Then he came back and wanted to give the envelope back.
Oh, man.
Too late, Lacey. You have took the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who sent me this? Hold on, let me. I can't. CMG, I think. CMG. This is a dad confronts teacher who made son wear a dress.
Let's see what the issue up here about my grandson being in a dress. I'm trying to see what the issue is about that.
Okay, you'll have to talk to Dara.
Who's Dara?
Director. Down in the other classroom.
Is she the one that was in charge of the kids while my grandson?
I can't talk to you.
Well,
because you're not on the form. We'll have to get Dara up here, and she will let you.
I mean, first of all, I couldn't manage because we don't do that the transgender and all, you know, we don't do that.
I
don't appreciate you encouraging him to put on no dress for the second day, too. I don't appreciate that. And don't think this is going the way. I'm going further with this.
Okay, you can go down and talk.
No, I'm not going to talk to you. I don't know if you know, the next time that you put any kid in a dress, we're going to make you go viral.
Okay, you need to go talk to my director. Because I, the teacher.
No, I mean, you know I got an issue with you about that. I'm not playing with you.
I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But you should have called me before you made a decision to put my grandson in a dress.
Okay.
No, I'm speaking to you.
Please do not talk to me in that tone with my children.
I wouldn't be up here if you wouldn't put my grandson in no dress.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Well, do what you got to do. No, I'm taking that with you.
Good for you, your grandson, not your son. Congratulations. 2 days in a row, he showed up and his grandson was in a dress and he wasn't about to put up with it anymore for him. Well, how can they get off with doing that? And without freaking talking
because
to the
Because Joe Biden deputized teachers to take the decision from parents.
Yeah.
I sent you an email where in that Florida paper where this lawyer that was associated with this company called Lidecker, I think it is. And he wrote it, he was mentioned in the paper. Lidecker, Lydecker.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned in the paper that he said that Ron DeSantis was a racist. The paper identified him as Stephen Hunter Johnson. Then it came back and said that black leaders or black activists want to apologize. So I found a phone number, area code 305-416-3180. I called him up and I said I wanted to speak to Richard Lidecker. He's the listed owner of the company. The reception said, well, he's not available now. Is there anything that I can do? I said, yeah, I think that this Stephen Hunter Johnson needs to be fired for making this statement that appears here in the newspaper that Ron DeSantis is a racist. Governor DeSantis is a racist. Fire him. Well, I'll take a note. I can hear it typing.
Yeah. Well, at least you did.
And I went on. Okay. When I said, well, this man should be tight. Then she comes and said, well, he has his free speech. I said, ma'am, free speech don't work in the workplace or the private business. I said, no. Well, she was fuming. But how many times have we seen where conservatives was fired just for being on the damn sidewalk?
Yeah.
An event like down in Charleston when it was protesting the removal of an American great general, Robert E. Lee's statue. And they identified people by face present there, and their companies reprimanded them.
Crazy. Crazy. Now, you know what happens? You want to hear a meltdown, a 15-second meltdown? Keep your ears open. This is from Leftist. Leftist for You is the name of this young lady's tweet.
Having my regular meltdown and realizing I'm never going to escape capitalism, and I'm just going to be a cog in the machine of productivity for my whole life. So, happy to having my regular meltdown and realizing I'm never going to escape capitalism. And I'm just going to be a cosmic machine of productivity for my whole life.
Jesus. She's always crying because she's always going to be in we're never going to get rid of capitalism. She's actually bawling. If you could see this little tape. Oh, God. What's going on? And people starting to wake up. Florida's one. They're starting to kick it around to keep the China government from buying land in the United States.
Hey there, it's Marcia, and I am still working on this China farmland issue. The Chinese Communist Party and all of the people around them ought not to be able to buy our farmland, especially next to our military institutions. Retweet this if you agree with me.
All right, that was Marcia Blackburn, Senator from Tennessee. Now, what happened in Chicago? Do you know, Pianchi, about this fire?
Shit. What don't happen in Chicago?
Well, there's a huge fire now. Johnny Midnight sent this, and
here are a couple more videos of that fire that we were flying over this morning in Chicago Heights. So is that a manufacturing facility at 11th and Washington? And just look at all of that smoke coming from that area. Thankfully, hearing no injuries involved in this fire, but crews are still on the scene. And take a look at this. This is the view as we were approaching about 15 miles away. Here are a couple more videos.
It is huge. Whatever this thing is, it's huge. And it's blazing.
Maybe somebody was barbecuing and caught the damn house on fire.
No, it ain't no house.
How many stories of a building is it?
I can't tell. They're up in a helicopter. I really can't tell, but it looks like the whole damn, like a city block almost. It is huge. Wow.
And I'm sure the building hasn't completely collapsed like, you know, three buildings did on 9/11 due to the fires, right?
I'm not going to say because they're still, they're, like I said, up in the air. Here's I know you can't live without this.
I'm going to deliver much needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket. It's also going to provide critical resources to address food shortages around the world.
How people can be so stupid? We're sending, they want money in, you know, got to have some money in their pockets over there. How about the people in this country? Jesus, we're always helping. And this moron Zelensky's come out again yesterday. He thinks there should be no taboo on the supplying of weapons to Ukraine. It should be anything goes. Anything we can give them, it should be okay. And this guy got to go. Him and his little stupid T-shirt. I'm getting sick of this crap.
Well, maybe we can give Zelensky money to buy back all of the military equipment that we left to the Taliban so that Zelensky can buy it before Russia can. We can outbid Russia.
Yeah, man, that works. Oh, and I want to thank, I don't know how many people joined us, 300 and something. We're over 24,000 on Twitter now. Thank you very much. I think it's because of Lorianne being, you know, talking a lot more. Thank you, Lorianne.
I know, but then they don't tune in for my show. I don't see them calling into mine. I'm happy if there's even like six people on my switchboard.
Well, they send me private stuff, though. See, this isn't, this is private stuff.
Did you get that?
Maybe I don't want them sending private stuff to me.
Yes, I think you need it, as a matter of fact.
I'd be kind of worried about what kind of private stuff I'd be sent.
You need it, though, Oriana. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me get Cinnamon back on while I... Here you go. Cinnamon,
hello.
You're back.
Hello again, everybody.
Hello again.
Hello,
welcome back.
Cinnamon, pudding pie, kiss the boys and make them cry.
Made me cry.
Yeah.
Made me cry like a baby. JD, go ahead, Bianca.
Who? Kennedy.
No. I was talking about J.D. Vance went down, and he's at a creek. Creek looks okay until you scrape the bottom with a stick like he did, and you could see, like, it was like rainbow. The water turned into rainbow colors. All the crap that came up. And the dead fish all around, and the dead birds.
Yeah, but the EPA guy said he'd let his kids drink the water.
Well, then the kids, bring them on down. I'm sure they would share
some
water.
Yeah, that's what he says. But then when he was asked if he would actually, kids were there, if he would let his kids drink the water, then he avoided answering.
He didn't want to answer anymore, huh?
No, he's like, well, no, maybe not.
FEMA said you don't qualify. You don't qualify for anything. I don't know. What the hell you got to do to qualify? Which one you want me to play first? There?
Man, look, that's a Republican-leaning white community. They lucky that they...
Yeah.
The damn thing still ain't burning.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that they voted for Trump by a huge margin, but there's only 500 folks in this little community. Come on.
It don't mean nothing.
I guess not. Black students call white people maggots and vermin in multi-university group chat. Wow.
Well, why come they not being kicked off the university?
Damn. Milk, monkeys. What the hell? Milk monkeys always. I don't know what the hell.
You remember that one university when the white students sat down in a library,
mm-hmm.
and it was two black girls. They call them black. They was light, bright, and damn near white. But you know how they use the term today. And they told him that he's got to leave because they felt uncomfortable with a white supremacist, a racist.
Right. And he said back to blue. I think he had a back to blue little bit sticker on his computer, on his laptop.
Yeah.
They
don't report him. Try to get him ran off the campus, but you got this information here. Of them leaving whites as vermin.
Wow.
And milk monkeys.
Is that what? Milk monkeys. A document reportedly leaked to black students at numerous universities referred to white people as maggots, vermin, and roaches. Although the document contains hundreds of derogatory names of white poor white people, with some listed as a favorite, one of the listed favorites was decomposing form of humanity. Wow.
What a compilation of words.
Yeah.
But the thing is why come these students aren't being kicked off of campus? If they were white, they would have been kicked off and barred and tried to take away their citizenship.
Damn. Is that Auburn University? Damn.
Down at Auburn? And where is Auburn? Is that Mississippi?
No, that's Alabama.
Alabama?
Mm-hmm. That's where Daniel went to school.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. But the other names referred to white people as pigs and rats. I don't know. I'd take the roaches myself. Call me a roach. They live longer.
Yeah, but roaches aren't white. I don't get that. How are white people roaches? Roaches aren't white.
Unless it's an albino roach.
Yeah, albino roach. Come on.
Albino roach.
Hey, it's Pianchi's
life.
I'll
even take pig. I mean, because pigs are very intelligent animals. So, you know, a pig isn't that derogatory, I don't think. They're very intelligent.
Yeah, they're very smart animals. People don't give them credit. They're very smart. Now, what's this? Ron DeSantis is a racist?
That's what his lawyer called him, a racist, in the paper. It reported in the paper.
What in the hell? For some strange reason that my unabashed pro-blackness will never allow me to understand, the chair of a Florida Black Affairs Committee has issued an apology because one of its board members called Governor DeSantis racist. I mean, the horror, right? Imagine suggesting someone is a racist just because he currently engaged in an all-out war against diversity. Well.
And really, he didn't do that. Al Sharpton's and a bunch of them marching on the Tallahassee Capitol talking about DeSantis is trying to stop black history. That ain't true.
No, that's not true.
But that's the way they make it sound. You know, Howard University is a black, you know, a historical black college, right?
Yes, it is.
So we know the problem of black students. So many of them is not learning, to the point where when they get to college, they're not able to carry the course load. So what Howard done, if they sponsored, I think it's a charter school, which is going to act as a feeder school for black students to come into Howard well prepared. Okay. So in the process of teaching the curriculum, you might have had one or two or three teachers that started teaching some form of black history. Okay. And they got fired. For teaching black history, saying that you're going beyond the curriculum. Teach the curriculum. Where is all the outcry of this black university firing these black teachers who was teaching these black kids black history? And what DeSantis said, if I'm not mistaken, he was talking about AP classes, advanced placement. And actually, those are college electives. Well, my grandson was getting ready in about the 10th grade. He knew what he was going to take up in college, so we went to the university's information on his course, which is an engineering course, required 128 credit hours to graduate. And each semester, they list the topics of the subjects that he was going to have to take. And in the synopsis, it showed whether it was going to be calculus or whether it was going to be geography. It also listed the electives. So what he done at the 10th grade, he identified an elective. Then we checked around area universities in the St. Louis area, found out that St. Louis University offered an elective that LSU would accept toward credit for that semester, any of the semester. So that summer he went to St. Louis U and took up that elective, passed it in the credits. Before he got out the 11th, got to the 11th grade, he had college credits already.
Damn.
That's AP classes, advanced placement.
Wow.
So all this hoopla about what they claim in DeSantis is doing is a bunch of bull crap. So, and what's going on is Al Sharpton is down there at one of them churches where they turn the argument into a sermon. And DeSantis, oh Lord, don't want black kids to have black history. Can I get a witness? Yeah. So, but there is some truth to that, because here's the problem. As some newspapers have came out of recent, like in Baltimore, and somebody said Chicago too, that all these high schools, these black areas, where the kids are not learning to read and do math. I think in Baltimore, out of 23 high schools,
damn,
this is years running. None of the kids in these schools are, you know, black predominantly, can't read and write. So how did that play out with this? Well, simple. You got these black college professors who has degrees in black history, ain't got nothing to do with them, because you can't get another way. You're going to get a job at it with black history. So now they want to go to the public schools and mandate that these kids have these lessons like critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
And they want blacks to teach them. And see, being that the kids can't read, it's not going to be no instructional. It's not going to be any reading material, to say. They're going to lecture to these kids. That's what it's going to be. And you know, in lectures, you cannot talk back, ask questions of the lecturer.
Yeah.
You hear that as a complaint today in colleges, where you have conservative students sitting in your college rooms, college classes, that's being led by a leftist professor, that if they challenge something that the leftist professor says, then they get repercussions, reprimanded, because they're conservative. And in these critical race theory classes and subjects that DeSantis made mention, if you got a room of high schoolers, they ain't going to challenge that lecturer the same way that the congregation don't challenge the preacher.
All right.
That's from my view. Only one can give a better narrative than that is John Doe. He'll be on in a minute. Or bring it, yeah, boy. Or Nathan. Nathan, he'll come on and give a better narrative than that. I mean, that's just as good as a Democracy Now, isn't it? Amy Goodman.
Amy Goodman. Yeah, I think you did pretty good. Pretty damn good.
So if you want to mandate this teacher, then at the same time, let's mandate that parents can have school choice with full vouchers, where they can take their child and put them where they prefer for the education of their child. It fits along the long-term goals and outcome for their child's education. But no,
including homeschooling.
Yeah, homeschool. But the leftists don't want that. You know why? Because all of a sudden then, won't nobody be sitting in the classroom but blacks. If you got any of them, that's going to still be sitting there. And the whole idea of this critical race theory, these teachings, is to direct this toward white kids. Yeah, we got to teach white kids that their ancestors was plantation owners and had slaves. And to go to show you how biased that you cannot, I mean, it's definitely forbidden to have lessons that bias, that denigrate one party. You got to tell the story from both, from like it was.
Right.
So if you're going to talk about the white plantation owners that had slaves, what about the black ones that had slaves? Oh, we can't talk about that. They was under the influence of white supremacy, similar to like those black police
yeah, of
officers
course.
In Memphis.
Well, I mean, because the goal isn't just to make, you know, people of color hate white people. The goal really is to make white people hate themselves. That's how they really win.
Exactly.
Let me play this real quick.
Joe Biden institutes a government-wide system of racial discrimination that dwarfs Jim Crow, and nobody seems to notice. That happened yesterday, by the way. Did you know that? Probably not, because there was no press conference or signing ceremony, no media coverage. But 24 hours ago, it happened. Biden restructured the entire executive branch of the U.S. government to discriminate on the basis of immutable characteristics. He made that announcement on the White House website, and it proclaims that within 30 days, every federal agency, all of them, from the Department of Justice to NASA to the Social Security Administration, all of them, all must, quote, ensure that they have a agency equity team within their respective agencies to coordinate the implementation of equity initiatives. And these Maoist equity teams will report to something called the Gender Policy Council and the White House, quote, environmental justice officer. Does the environmental justice officer carry a sidearm? We don't know, actually. We do know that running all of this, which is the largest racial tracking bureaucracy since the fall of Nazi Germany, will be former President Barack Obama, and he'll be doing that, as always, through his longtime lackey and cutout, Susan Rice. Rice's goal, the goal of the entire initiative, is to place the federal government, all of it, in opposition to a very specific slice of the American population, not a foreign population, our own population. Here's how it works. Every single person in the United States will qualify for one of Joe Biden's many protected categories, except straight white men. So we're all in this together, except those guys who are on the outs. It's all of us versus them. Straight white men, they will not be protected because they are, by virtue of being straight and white and male, the cause of the problem. They're the enemy. So this is a big change. It's got enormous consequences. Among other things, it makes you wonder, why would straight white men continue to pay their taxes? By the way, what percentage of taxes in the United States are paid by straight white men? That's one statistic you never hear. Why is that? But if you're one of them, you may wonder, wait, I'm working half the year for the government, which takes my money and then uses it to demonize me and disenfranchise me from a government I thought I was an equal owner of. I thought we were all in this together. We're all citizens. But I still have to pay half my income to people who hate me? Why would I do that? It seems masochistic. Well, you do that because you have no choice. The IRS has more guns than you do. It's that simple. Meanwhile, don't expect a government contract or an SBA loan or even decent service from the clerk of the DMV. You're a domestic enemy now. You're an English-speaking version of Vladimir Putin. The equity agenda is your personal sanctions regime.
All right. Who sent that? JSRF. No, Prince.
Yeah, I saw that clip, I think yesterday, last night, I saw that, and it's so true. Like, I literally think that, you know, in my job applications that ask us supplemental, you know, optional questions about, you know, your race and your gender and all that, and I think this week I'm going to start applying for jobs and choose decline not to answer when it comes to my race and see if that makes a difference. You know,
no.
I don't want to lie and say that I'm not white, but I can decline to answer.
Declare yourself
and like
black.
What Pianki said, I should, you know, give myself a black sounding name and start seeing if I get calls back. For the same
Loretta Makisha. Loretta Makisha.
Hello,
come on
Reba.
Down.
God.
When you go there, and if they give you any crap, sue the hell out of them.
Oh, God. Cinnamon, could you come in and get some coffee, please?
Yeah, make it black.
Oh, I thought you were calling her to come save you.
Make the coffee black, Cinnamon.
Please.
But wait a minute. Hang on. It's just starting to get good here.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Susan Rice.
Susan Rice.
Biden's White House Domestic Policy Counsel. Who is she married to?
Ah, he's white.
He's a white male. He's a former ABC
he's
news.
He's married to the enemy.
Ian Cameron. Now, we know how racist the media is. The media is systemic racist. Yep. But he hails from Victoria, British Columbia, where his father, at one time, I don't know if he still do or not, he owned a lumber company.
Yeah.
And, you know, Canada is one of the biggest owners of lumber companies in the United States. What did Donald Trump do when he first got in office? Well, he imposed tariffs on Canadian lumber. Because
Yes.
It was competing against American companies.
Mm-hmm.
To some some disadvantage, especially in the state, the Peach State. What's the Peach State? Georgia.
Georgia.
Well, when he imposed those tariffs, lumber companies, especially softwoods, started getting a new breath of life. And Susan Rice was still a leftover, a holdover from the Obama administration.
Yeah.
Well, because of her connection with Ian Cameron, her husband, and his father, probably ties somewhere or another. You never give up those ties. She didn't like that. I think she's worth about $4 million. From that particular job, she would have had to work there at that salary for about 40 years to amass $4 million. You got to wonder what the hell is going on. And see, the thing is with Donald Trump was skillful as a president, you know, with policies and things like that and business and that. But there's a lot of things he couldn't do when it came down to some of these career staffers that worked for the U.S. government.
Right.
Because I would have got rid of her ass.
Yeah, they were saying that was the worst thing that he did is he was getting stabbed in the back in his own, you know, his White House, and he didn't do anything about it.
Donald Trump was on the phone with Ukrainian officials.
Yeah.
And had a legal conversation asking them to report any unusual going on with Biden and Hunter Biden and so on and so on. And they was eavesdropping in on his conversation, which led to one of his impeachments.
Yeah, that,
it's
that
a legal conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you not want to know if you got some corruption that's coming out of the administration here in the United States by individuals that should not be doing those things? But, oh, no, it was eavesdropping on his conversation like they was eavesdropping on the conversation he had with who was the Secretary of State with Georgia? Well, see, you have to ask yourself, why in the hell don't they impeach Joe Biden with the billion-dollar check bribe? It wasn't nothing secret about that. He didn't have to eavesdrop. He said it out loud. He even joked about it. Well, God damn it, you don't get the check. And to make matters worse, he said, well, your president, he said, well, call the president. That meaning, I'm going to have to be knowledgeable of it, too. At one time in a discussion with him, he said, what? The buck stops here.
Stops here, baby. Oh, yeah.
You see ya? You see,
yeah, people don't want to connect those dots at all. They don't want to realize that he got, because of what he did, he got the very prosecutor that would prosecute his son for illegal dealings in
right.
Ukraine and China fired. It's like, you know.
Yeah. Strange world.
But I get Facebook jail for posting a meme of Hunter Biden in his underwear standing in front of the garage with boxes of classified documents next to the Corvette. I get 30 days in jail for posting that.
Yeah, is that something else?
Yeah,
my 30 days will be up here pretty soon, too. But I tell you what you should do is go get one Gab, True 45, Parker, post the hell out of it and tweet Twitter and post the hell out of those medias. I mean, that's the least thing you can do is share the information. You got Twitter, Gab, Free Talk, Parker, Truth Social, maybe some others out there. And all this
stuff. That's why people hire social media managers, because God.
These individuals,
I don't even want that as a job. I could probably get that as a job. I could be a social media coordinator or something. But do you really think that I want to deal with all of those different platforms? Heck no. I'm starting to post a little more on Twitter. And then
yeah.
Also Sovereign Media. But I refrain from True Social because I have to turn my VPN off or True Social won't load up. So in my mind, I'm like, screw you, Donald Trump. You know, you don't
it
like it that I have
time.
My VPN turned on.
It takes them a long screw time
you.
To load up.
No, it won't
it
load up
them.
At all.
Oh,
I get
I know
a message, I'm not authorized, blah, blah, blah. It will not load up until I turn my VPN off. And then I can finally load it up and log in. Seriously, I'll screenshot it for you next time. And so that gets on my nerves.
Well,
so
I don't
screw
blame
you,
yet,
Donald Trump. Make your site friendly to VPN, then I'll start being more active on it.
Be nice, guys.
Grr. Well, Donald Trump doesn't want to respect my privacy and won't let me participate on his True Social media if I have my VPN connected. He does not want to respect my privacy, so I give him the middle finger. Say it right now.
Wow.
All the other platforms work perfectly fine. I can load up just about any of them.
And
I've tried anyway.
Very testy tonight.
Yeah. You're out.
Jeez.
I know, and then watch tomorrow night. I'll be like, yeah, I got all my energy out last night. It'll be another mellow show like it was last week because I'll be without my co-host, Doll.
Oh.
I was all fired up last week, too. Where's Jean tonight? Where's she at?
I don't know. It's been awful quiet, hasn't it?
Well, did you have a moment of silence to commemorate the great Rush Limbaugh's passing?
That was last year.
His anniversary.
He didn't die on the 18th.
Might have been the day before, was it?
It wasn't on my birthday.
Well, no matter where you was, if you even had a red light, you should have had a moment of silence. Let it turn green.
Oh, God. Whew. You guys are a mess. Pretty soon you'll be wanting
well,
to have
such lovable messes, aren't we?
A moment of silence for John McCain. That'll be next. No, thank you. No, thank you very much.
No.
Everybody wants me to, they always load up things. Lady Liberty on Twitter wants me to play. It says, very important. It's on fire. A fire emoji. Whatever. Well, okay. Whisper.
Clearly, one thing that has been unearthed over these last couple years of COVID craziness and climate craziness and big tech craziness is that there are a series of groups led by some pretty, I would say, terrible people who really want to control your life. They want to decide when you can go outside and what foods you can eat and what stove you can cook on and what temperature you can keep your house and much more. Of course, the leader, the pinup model for this is the World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab. He is Shiv Palpatine in reality. Well, we know we had the World Economic Forum summit just a couple weeks ago. Now they have another one. It's happening right now. It's called the World Government Summit. These people, it's all like right out of, isn't it the World Government Summit? Isn't that what the Super Friends were fighting? Oh, that was the Legion of Doom. All right, close. That's where all the bad guys hung out, you remember. Anyway, here is Klaus Schwab at the World Government Summit, and somehow he seems to know that we're going to have a black swan event. A black swan event, by the way, is something really, really bad happens all over the world. Take a look.
And the last factor I want to mention is resilience, the capability to bounce back, because there will be what we call the black swans, the unpleasant surprises which will come in our way.
Well, certainly the endless surprises. Well, if they're endless surprises, then I don't think they're certainly there. The black swan events, they're going to come sort of like COVID, that kind of fit the narrative that a one world government guy would like. Get the forces of Western freedom and the defenders of liberal democracies, liberal in the right sense of the word liberal, and the governments that defend individual freedoms, notably the United States of America at the top of that list, get them to crush their own laws, get them to eliminate dissent and foreign citizens. That's what this guy wants to do at something called the World Government Forum. There's no such thing as the world government. They would like to create one, but no. You as a citizen, if you're watching this from the United States, you only have to abide by the laws of the United States of America.
Okay. There, Lady Liberty, there you go. Thank you. Lori Ann, we got a lot of people on the switchboard. Tell them about your show. Gloria.
I think the broadcast just ended, but for those listening still, tune in tomorrow night for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann show right here on Blog Talk Radio. It is on 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern, typically for 3 hours, but often goes into overtime. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm without my co-host tomorrow night, Dahl Larson, host of the Alaskan Patriot Network show on Friday night. So I encourage anybody out there, call in, keep me company, and let's have a lively conversation to round out the weekend and get all of your political opinions out so that your brain is free to work next week.
There you go.
Because I don't want you all staying up late on a Sunday night when you got to work the next day, you know, going, man, got all this political stuff in my head, and I can't get it out, and it's keeping me up. So, you know, call into my show Sunday night.
Yes.
Get all that political energy out so you can rest well and sleep well for the work week ahead.
There you go. Be there or be square.
Yeah, and, you know, talking about, like, the train derailment in Ohio and all the chemicals that it's basically like nuclear Armageddon almost with all of the chemicals that are being put up in the air and them trying to say, oh, it's perfectly safe. Meanwhile, fish are dying in the water and streams around it. Animals are dying that are drinking it. You stir up the water and it looks like, you know, somebody poured gasoline in the streams. And, you know, don't worry that all of this leads into the Ohio River, which is a huge waterway, providing drinking water and farmland and everything that's needed. So it's only a matter of time before that polluted water starts to have a pretty far reach. But never mind that, you know. And so, you know, the same people that are trying to tell everybody that, you know, oh, the air is safe, the water is safe, don't worry about it. These are the same people that for 2 years had your safety in mind. So wear the mask. Go get your COVID clot shot. Do it now because we care. We care about your health. Dang it. And yet, apparently, they don't care when it comes to a huge, huge environmental disaster that is going on right now, and they refuse to call it what it is, and it's a huge environmental disaster. And Biden doesn't want to put any money toward it. Nobody wants to put any money toward it. It's really pretty pathetic. Where's Greta when we need her, right?
Yeah.
Why isn't Greta going, how dare you? How dare you not do anything about this?
Yeah.
I can't do her accent. Sorry.
That's okay.
And then that's not the only one. Then there was, there's another train derailment. We have an epidemic of train derailments now. And then there was in Arizona, the semi-truck with a bunch of hazardous chemicals that turned over and spilled in the middle of the freeway. And it's like literally like this orange-red gas just, you know, seeping through. You can see videos of, you know, cars passing by. So they shut down the freeway, and it's like, but we're supposed to buy an electric car to save the planet. You know,
that was one of the articles
I'm sorry
that
I
had.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Michelle.
Hey, that was one of the articles I had saved. There's a kid that figured out the carbon footprint of most of the ones that are yelling about climate change. So, you know, the usuals like Gates any of the ones that go to the Save the World Forum things. And he thought, who did he piss off? I can't remember who. See, I don't have the article. I saved it on the other thing. But yeah, he listed 10 people, 10 top people on what their carbon footprint were. And one of them, his carbon footprint just on his private plane covered a city. So I would say a city the size of like Saginaw or Detroit, not as big as Chicago, but their automotive carbon footprint for a complete year.
Did this kid do one on the President of the United States and the carbon footprint of every single time Air Force One is taken?
Yeah.
And then you have the backup Air Force One. Then you have the nuclear plane, the doomsday plane that follows them. Then you have the cargo plane that transports all of the Secret Service SUVs and everything. every time the president flies somewhere, it's not only the gas guzzler Air Force One that's involved. It's all of these other planes too that contribute.
Oh yeah,
it all.
It's
insane.
Yeah, it's a convoy in the air, pretty much.
Yeah, and then of course you got at least two fighter jets that are accompanying. I think the protocol is usually four, you know, between two and four, two minimum, four ideally. Then you got that. Every single time. And so that's why, like, when Biden, you know, took Air Force One just to go, like, where was it that he visited? He did some speech, and it was only like 74 miles away, and he took Air Force One. So you have all this whole flipping entourage just to go 74 miles away.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
By the time you sit down, it's time to get up.
Oh, yeah. It's photo op. You know, it's photo op. He has to practice walking up and down the stairs, you know. He had problems with that.
He has serious problems.
He has to get more practice.
I don't know why people are excited about him going to run again.
It really goes to show where our mental health is as a nation, doesn't it?
It does, and that's just got me scared as all hell. I mean, seriously, you people really, really are happy about him wanting to run again?
You know, I love my grandma to the ends of the earth, but when she had dementia, no, we're not putting her behind the steering wheel of a car. Much less walking around with a nuclear football. Sorry. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I really wonder. I wonder if he realizes how much he's being managed.
Oh, he knows it. He needs it. I wonder who has the lucky job of, you know, cleaning his bed sheets when he poops his pants in the middle of his sleep, you know?
Well, hopefully they've got him on a schedule and somebody gets him up in the middle of the night before he poops his pants and gets into the bathroom.
Or at least to the potty chair.
Yeah.
Next to the bed. A deluxe potty chair. He probably has like some AI smart potty chair that
good Lord.
Wakes them up.
That's just a scary thought.
It's in tune with his biological readings.
Good Lord.
And I'm sure China is hacking into its software as we speak.
Oh. They are working on robots that are there to... So somebody that's got just mild dementia that would kind of forget they're taking their pills and go and take the pill again, or forget to turn off the stove once they're done. But they really want them to go ahead and stay home. They are working on robots for that.
Well, see, you know, that's where it's like you kind of get into that catch-22 where technology, it's a three-part thing. You know, they say technology can be used for good or technology can be used for evil. And I say technology can be used for both at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's one of them. It's like, you know, even the most well-intended, you know, even the invention of the atomic bomb, that technology was not intended to build a bomb, you know, or a nuclear bomb. It was intended, you know, to be something good for people. Let's use nuclear energy. Look how efficient it is. We won't have to be, you know, digging, you know, hundreds of feet into the ground for coal and, you know, stuff like that. It's a very clean energy, and that was the whole point of that originally. And then, of course, you get the Department of Defense involved and the Pentagon involved, and they're going to take even the most good-intended, well-intended inventions and turn it into a weapon. And that's exactly what we're seeing with technology time and time and time again. These wonderful inventions that can vastly improve people's lives, like a companion robot for dementia patients, especially when there's, you know, nursing shortages and caregiver shortages and stuff. That's a really good thing. But look how it can be turned against us at the same time. It can be used to spy on you and hack, you know, it can be hacked. It can get all of that personal information and send it off to whomever, wherever, and it can be used against you at the same time. So it's like, you know, to me, it's really, it really kind of boggles your mind to try, like, where is this balance? And there is no way that Congress or the Senate or state government, we cannot make laws and regulations fast enough to keep up with the technology that's being developed and implemented. It just, it's literally impossible to do so. It's changing and developing so fast that we just can't keep up with it. And it becomes like a no man's land as far as legality goes.
Make it part of that racket, Sammy.
Sorry.
We knew it was you.
He's adjusting your tinfoil hat. That's all that crackling.
That's
as. She's straightening her tinfoil hat out a little bit.
She's making Otis and me one. Has anybody heard that there's evidence, crazy, it says crazy evidence that East Palestine was an inside job? Has anybody heard that?
That's a theory, yeah, that it was on purpose.
Well,
on purpose,
I haven't read too much into it,
but
I didn't know.
David Wolf, let me play some of this. Hold on, let's see what this lady's got to say.
Well, I don't know. You know, call us conspiracy theorists, but does this seem a little too coincidental to you guys? 3 months ago, East Palestine, Ohio, ran a pilot program to respond to emergency situations. It gets better. They handed out free digital IDs called My ID starting on 26, 2023.
Who's making the noise? Please.
Cinnamon.
Just days before the train derailment. The My ID digital ID is a tracker with a QR code that tracks long-term health status of East Palestine residents, including, and I quote, difficulty breathing. It's almost like they knew something we didn't.
Okay, she...
East Palestine is known as the place to be. It's way ahead of the curve on a program to provide better treatment for everyone in the event of an emergency. I learned how it works and how it can help everyone in East Palestine.
My ID provides quick medical information for emergency responders. Darlene Chapman is the outreach coordinator for this project, and she's an EMT.
If they're in a situation where they can't tell us or we don't have any family around, this is something that would make my life easier.
My ID works by taking a camera phone and pointing it at a QR code. It provides valuable medical information such as allergies, breathing difficulties, or other conditions, so you get proper treatment and care.
If anybody's seen the QR code, you'll be able to scan this and get the information. So it helps that person, not necessarily just here, but anywhere in the nation.
There are a few options for My ID: a bracelet, key fob, necklace, or attachment on your watch band. You can choose the one which fits your lifestyle best. That's up to you. Orders will start in January. The fire department has already collected $5,000 in donations to help.
That's our ultimate goal. We want to be able to give this for free to the citizens and provide them with that extra layer of care so that we can better treat them.
The offer includes Unity Township, which is served by the East Palestine Fire Department. These items cost around $20 each. You can even buy it for yourself. The fire department is hoping you'll be willing to wear it.
My goal is to have 100% of our...
Okay, I don't know where that was going. Okay, who was that? Mike Wolf? No, David Wolf. Thank you. I don't know what that was about. Anyway,
well,
I guess,
you know, they did that pilot program to respond to emergencies better, you know, what, 3 months before this happened.
It didn't really...
And then we have so much sabotage going on, you know,
right,
with food processing plants like we had last year. And now train derailments and things like that. So, you know, I think that it's very likely that this is on purpose.
FEMA said they don't qualify. I don't understand if FEMA, what's FEMA for if it's not for these kind of emergencies?
Well, it's not an earthquake. It's not a hurricane.
Yeah, it's a man-made disaster.
So, man-made disaster, they can't help out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I didn't know that.
Because it's a natural disaster, I think that they should still be able to help out. But they're saying no because it was man-made.
Well, during the strike, didn't the government want to claim all responsibility and liability for the railroads? Joe Biden and his negotiations and all this stuff.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Well, the government wants to take on the liability for Moderna as well. Moderna is being sued for patent violations on its mRNA COVID vaccine, and Biden administration is asking the courts for them to be allowed to take on the liability for that instead of Moderna. Go figure.
You guys were telling me about that Ukraine had all those bio facilities. Am I right? One of you? Lorianne,
you? There's lots of bio labs in Ukraine. Absolutely.
Yeah, somebody sent me there. Joe Biden's something about deep state, and I can't read it all. Kneel by mouth. It says kneel by mouth. That's who on Twitter.
As Joe Biden continues provoking a war with Russia, more evidence is piling up that the entire conflict is designed to protect U.S. military labs conducting illegal biological experiments. One America's Pearson Sharp explains.
For most of us Americans, the so-called war in Ukraine doesn't make a lot of sense. But when you start to dig under the surface, under the slick media propaganda promoting war and destruction, then you'll understand why our leaders are pushing America to kick off World War III. Put it simply, Ukraine is the deep state. I don't mean it's a part of it. I mean it is the deep state. Ukraine isn't even its own country anymore. It's been bought and sold by the West for the West, and a Western puppet has been put in power to do the bidding of his Western masters. President Volodymyr Zelensky isn't the leader of Ukraine. He's an actor who was hired to play a part so Washington can continue using Ukraine as its own personal money laundering piggy bank and bioweapons playground. Those biological and chemical weapon facilities the mainstream media won't talk about? Yeah, they're real. And there's a good chance they were even instrumental in cooking up COVID-19. Independent journalist Clandestine exposed the evidence on Twitter, pointing out the whole operation started back in 2005, when then-Senator Barack Hussein Obama took a trip to Ukraine with Senator Richard Lugar to inspect former Soviet weapon facilities. In reality, the U.S. was taking control of these top-secret bioweapon facilities, complete with a fully stocked arsenal of the deadliest nuclear and chemical weapons on the planet. And for the next decade and a half, top secret U.S. government research was carried out in these labs without any oversight or accountability. That's how Joe Biden and his son Hunter were able to get their foot in the door with Hunter's company, Meta.
Okay, that's it. Thank you, Neil by Mouth. I appreciate it. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I heard that there is plenty of those facilities in that country.
Oh, there's yeah. Maybe that's the reason why we're protecting them so much. We've probably funded all those labs, too. And we definitely don't want that information getting to Russia and China.
Well, they probably already know about it.
Oh, yeah, they're probably helping to fund them, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm not going to play it because, anyway, something blew up in Italy, Verona, Italy, more toxic chemicals are released into the environment. Another one of those, I don't know if it, yeah, it's a building. This is the 10th place in 1 week that we know of that is having extremely toxic chemicals explode and released into the environment. Damn, you ought to see the smoke on this sucker. Whew. Yeah, isn't that funny? It all of a sudden, you know, our food processing plants, now these toxic, whatever the hell they are, deplorable for Trump 2024. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really becoming pretty obvious. There's a good clip. Really Graceful came out with a good clip. Just today. She's one of my favorites to follow when she comes out with something. She always comes out with something good where she talks about all this. It's she's on YouTube, Really Graceful, and her latest is Something Strange is Going On in America. Really good clip if you want to watch it. I might actually play it tomorrow night on my show on Lucid Libertarian.
Okay.
Send
it on
right.
over.
But then I have so many others, too.
Yeah.
There's just like an array of clips that I can play. So much stuff to say about what's going on. But yeah, and she's reported, she did she's done some really good videos, but like last year with the food processing plants, now we have the bird flu thing again. So they're going to recycle the bird flu thing. It's like, oh, one chicken tested positive for bird flu. So, you know, now we got to destroy the whole flock. And then the news reports that, you know, hundreds of thousands of chickens, you know, had to be euthanized due to bird flu. So they blame it all on bird flu when it's like, but only one of them tested positive for it out of these hundreds of thousands that they have to destroy the whole flock. You know, that is systematic as well. You know, it's just, you know, let's guarantee that, you know, so our food supply is being attacked, you know, with the train derailments. We have, and then added bonus with, like I said about in Ohio, with all these chemicals leaking into a major river system that feeds other systems and eventually leads to the Mississippi, polluting waterways like that, especially around pristine farmland and natural resources. You know, it's just like one by one by one by one. And then the electrical grids and the sabotage of power facilities, you know, this is... You know, how much more does it take before people start to connect the dots and go, this is a systematic attack on the infrastructure of the United States on every level that has been going on? If it's not more obvious now, then how much more does it take before people start putting two and two together here? These aren't all just freak accidents suddenly happening by coincidence.
Yes, you got quiet.
Okay, well, I had to get back to unmute myself. I had my phone too far away from me.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wanted to give somebody else a chance to talk because, you know, I know I can rattle. So I have to shut myself up and let somebody speak once in a while.
Yeah, you did all right. You guys, at least you're not talking about... whatever in the hell you guys were talking about the other night. Oh, good Lord.
Don't get us rolling around the girl stuff.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we could. We could totally shift this conversation.
Oh, yeah, we can't. I can shift this the hell out of here. I remember I got up and came in there I'm hearing sentiment. It's about that. What do you call it? You girls go through all that bullshit.
Menopause.
Well, menopause.
Well, we have a lot of different bullshit that girls go through, but yeah, at around our age.
I went back and said something and came back in again, and you're still talking about that crap. Good Lord, I'm gone. I'm out of here. Daddy is sister.
Well, here's something in the news. Something for me to be proud of here in my home state of Oregon. Eugene, Oregon,
yes.
Which is only about a little over an hour south of where I am. Eugene City Council passed an ordinance on Monday that they are going to be the first to ban gas hookups in new homes. So you can't ban the gas stove, but what they can do is make an ordinance that any new homes or constructions are not allowed to have gas hookups. Something to be proud of here in Eugene, Oregon. And they don't have the support is the thing. So it's the Eugene City Council that does this, but the voters and people are against it.
Well, why don't they recall?
So much for the people, by the people, right?
Good Lord.
Why don't they recall them?
Yeah.
70% of Eugene residents opposed the policy.
Well, why don't they recall?
70%.
Like, well, why don't they recall them?
They're too dumb and stoned to do it. I don't know.
Well, and it would take somebody to do it, I guess, that lives in Eugene.
Too stoned.
Yeah, Eugene's a pretty liberal college town here. So.
Yeah, but that many
that
people
explains
are against
a lot.
It. That many people are against it. You would think it would be pretty damn simple to recall some people.
Well, they should and send a message.
And just take the leader out, whoever in the hell's head of the whatever in the hell it is, and take them out. Okay, maybe not.
It baffles me. It truly does. Anybody, you know, if you voted for any of these city council members, you need to just out them and replace them with, like, actual level-headed people. You know, and that's the problem. It's like, you know, they can't make it an actual law, so instead they make some ordinance, even if it opposes public support, and then everybody will forget about it. And that's what they depend on, because come next election time, do you really think that the people in Eugene are going to remember, short-term memory syndrome? That's why they love to do this stuff. It's all political. They will, you know, sometimes you think that, like, the most radical things a politician will do is toward the end of their candidacy because they have nothing to lose. No. It's not the time to be afraid. The time to be afraid is very shortly after the election, because everybody forgets 4 years later what the hell they did. You know what I mean? Nobody remembers the crazy crap they did within their first 6 months or first year while in office, right? And they bank on that. So that's the time to really be afraid.
Yeah. That is the time.
I don't know, man. It's getting pretty bad. And, you know, the problem is, too, and that I'm guilty of, like, good people, don't want to run for office. You know, the people that might actually make a difference and bring some rationality into the fray are the same people that want absolutely nothing to do with running for office or being in office for that very reason. It's another catch-22. I have been told so many times I should run for office, and I'm like, oh, God, hell no, you know?
Well, that's what you should do. Now, Cinnamon, somebody sent me this, and it's a plane. It's on the, not on the runway. It's just sitting there, I guess. And it says, a pilot accidentally releases the chemtrail while still at the airport. And is a big, it looks like a big exhaust. Let's see if there's any talk.
Okay, I'm coming in.
Holy moly, look at that. I've never seen anything like that before. Okay, she's here. Let's see, what do you think about this? Have you seen anything like that before?
No.
That ain't no chemtrail. That's a blue bonnet.
Yeah, huh.
Some burning oil.
Yeah, it'd be one hell of an oil burner coming out of the ass of that thing. But anyway, that's from Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue, thanks for, she's seen it. There it is. I don't know what the hell that was. No, that's not from the engine. No, that's coming out of the very back.
Yes, the ass.
Yes, the ass. Wow. Never seen anything like that before. Anyway. Jeez. I can't. I must be being punished on Twitter or something. I can't go to certain places. What the hell's going on? What did I do?
Did they take your blue check away?
No, no. I still got that, but I put in for that over 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. I got it written down when I knew I wouldn't get it with them, though, because I was, you know, this show is more conservative, Republican, and I was a Trump supporter. But I can't go certain places all of a sudden, guys. What's going on? It's your fault.
Because while this...
What do you mean by you can't go places?
I you know, sometimes they show the thread, you know, underneath. It says show the whole thread. Anyway, you guys know who Juanita Broderick is, or Broderick? Broderick, rather, Juanita, the lady that was raped by Bill Clinton. You guys know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, anyway, she sent this along. Gentlemen, if you quit opening whatever you're opening.
I'm sorry.
We'll play it.
Rail City is something that has evolved a lot over the years, but there's clearly more that needs to be done, because while this horrible situation has gotten a particularly high amount of attention, there are roughly 1,000 cases a year of it.
Okay, I don't know. She says, is he naive or just plain stupid? I think he's just plain stupid myself. Anybody takes a 2-month maternity leave when you're having all kinds of problems with food shortages in this country.
Most government officials, even if they're on vacation, an emergency pops up, they're available.
Well, yeah, not him.
Nope.
He wasn't. He's too busy. He had to milk his breast or whatever the hell a guy does. For 2 months. I can see 2 weeks. Okay, 2 weeks I can see. Not 2 months when there's an emergency going on in the country. Okay, I'll shut up. I talk too much anyway.
I'm sorry.
No, God.
No, he really needs to go. He absolutely sucks.
And so does Granholm.
Because it wasn't him. It wasn't him that helped with the whole railroad thing. He was, that was, got down to, you know, just got down to political emergency, and Biden had to step in and make everybody else step in. So he hasn't done anything, really. I have no idea what he's done. He's worse than Kamala Harris. No, he's not worse than Kamala. I'm sorry. Kamala just makes up words and laughs.
He is worse. He is worse. He really is. At least he gets out there. And whether we, you know, think anything of her or not, at least she gets out there. This guy does, you know, head of transportation. He should be down there where the, in Ohio, where everything's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, he should have gone. He was also supposed to be back in December when the railroad was going to go, you know, when the railroad was going to go on strike. He didn't do anything to help plug the move along the supply chain issue that was stuck in. Sorry, I'm looking at. He didn't move any of that along. He didn't do a damn thing there.
No.
That was Biden again.
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, that's one of the things I was going to talk about the report came back from the Canadian government about whether using the Emergencies Act was lawful or not, because it's always up for a review.
Mm-hmm.
So they came back and said that, yes, by the time they used it, it was needed. But the police, the politicians, pretty much everybody knew like this stuff was coming and that it could get to a head. They should have been able to, avert it. So now Trudeau has to take his. I think he gave Trudeau like 10 bullet points that were directly directed at him, and then there were 75 things that needed to be changed, like the way the cops handle things, the way because their protest was legal and right, but they let it get out of hand. The review on the Emergencies Act when they stopped the convoy
The convoy in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, I was getting confused.
I'm sorry. I tell the story the wrong way. Anyway, they had, by the time they let it get to the point where the Emergency Act needed to be invoked, but they all dropped the ball and let it get to that point.
Well, what did the judge say about them having their money froze?
That's under part of the Emergency Act.
Okay.
So it was legal at the time when they did it after they declared the emergency. But it was pretty much their fault for letting it get to where it got. And there was many things. There's about 75 things that in his report that should have been done different.
Yeah, that's quite a few.
Yeah.
Brian, in Canada.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I was pretty much done. Pretty much done.
Oh, well, I was just saying I'm glad I don't live in Canada. That's all. What the crap is going on there?
Yeah, Canada is facing a reckoning. He's trying to push the liberal world agenda. But he's not turning around, but just like everybody else, he's not turning around and acknowledging past sins.
Mm-hmm. All right, David Wolf sent this, Cinnamon.
It's Saturday, I believe, and here's the truck I've been driving for the last few days for Wilson Logistics. This trailer just was assigned to us from Kraft over at the Kraft Foods plant, and we're delivering it here to what's called the Springfield Underground. And that is, as you can see behind me, this giant, giant cave that's big enough to house hundreds of these trucks and trailers. There's a train track running through here. Just to give you an idea, back here, there's a regular-sized truck. See how tall that is up there? It's just incredible. Anyway, having a great time learning lots. Talk to you soon.
Okay, remember when I told you that in Arkansas, and I forgot where now, in Arkansas, that they have in this mountain, you could semis drive in and go everywhere. They got red lights. And that's where he's, I don't know if that's where he's at right now, but he's in one of those, he calls it a cave. But the ground is, you know, it's paved, and he said it could hold, like he said, thousands of trucks, hundreds of trucks, and you could see, it's amazing. And I wish I could find, I wish you guys would look up that tape. What's the name of that show again with Jesse Ventura? Well, he drives into one in Arkansas. And that's where all the banks are in this little bitty town. This few hundred people have got, I don't know, 9 banks when they only had one to hold for decades. All of a sudden there's 9. But they drove into one and drove down. And one of the truckers said you could drive all the way from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast underground. And he was going, so he said, I think he says where he's going, but I'm not sure. But he was waiting to drive into one of the, where this guy is right now, because he thinks it's pretty amazing to him. And it is. It is pretty freaking amazing.
Well, you know, that tunnel and the hundreds of others I've heard about, it's damn near afraid to walk on the ground. It might cave through.
I don't know. I would hate to be under there when there is an earthquake. And
these,
you know,
come up with all these damn conspiracies.
This isn't a conspiracy. This is not a conspiracy. Now, I don't know if you can go all the way to the West Coast or East Coast underneath there, but you can drive a ways, because they did until they pulled back out. Now, you can say whatever you want. That's the truth. I don't know how far it goes. I don't have a crew. And one trucker, and I don't know if it's true, said he was going to Washington, D.C. He had a load of something, and it was military, or you're going to Virginia, rather. And something for military. He didn't know anything else, but there was, he said there's speed limits. There's
I guess you can get written up, too.
I don't know. Bianchi, I thought for sure you would believe this. It is true. It is true, my friend. And I can't remember the name of it. Something Conspiracy. What the hell was the name of that show, Cinnamon? Do you remember? I'll find that damn tape if it kills me. I might have to buy the damn thing. Used to be free. A lot of they took them away. And that was number one rated show on this network, and they canceled it. And it was getting too close. Too close to things. That was the same show I played that doctor that flew in. That's 2009. It's talking about somebody's fighting in the kitchen.
No, that was the ice. I'm sorry.
You're such a weirdo.
My phone is away from me. Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura.
That's it.
And it ran in 2009.
Okay, would you look? I don't know what the show would be called.
It's called Conspiracy Theory.
I know
Jesse
that.
Ventura.
And about the show, I know the show is called that, but I mean the episode, I should say.
Okay, hold on.
Did somebody look for anything in Arkansas?
Hold on, I'm looking. 9/11, global warming.
Okay, don't read them all off, but Oliver Stone's son is also on this. I forgot his name, Oliver Stone. His son is on this, and he has his own show, but I can't remember what net. I don't even know if it's on a network. but he's got his own conspiracy show. But he called me too and said, well, Pianki doesn't believe it. I don't think I will do the show anymore. And, well, it's up to you. It's in Arkansas. Come on, Cinnamon.
I'm looking. The Ozark Mountains.
What is it?
The Ozark Mountains. It's season 3, episode 4, and it's called the Ozarks.
Ozark Mountain. Ozark?
Yep.
Now, we know better than that.
What?
And that's one of the ones that you can't watch.
Did you
tell them? They don't tell them the Ozark Mountains. Now you're hitting home.
Ozark? You can't get it?
No. I'm just on Google, and it's showing each season, and there's little watch thing behind it. That one you can't get anything on season 2.
Well, I'd be damned.
And season 1, there's a few of them you can get. You can't get 9/11. It was an inside job, or global warming.
Yeah, I know they took some and took them. Matter of fact, there's some that they took right off, and right after they showed it, you couldn't get it anymore. But I didn't think Ozark was one of them.
YouTube.
Yeah, and then the last one, season 3, episode 7, Brain Invaders. You can't get that at all.
Can't get that either.
Well, nope. And nothing in season 2.
Can you go to Amazon, Cinnamon, and type that in and see maybe where I can buy it? Can I buy it? Then I'll somehow download it and send it to you, Pianki, and you, Lorianne.
Yeah, well, just see if they can get it on YouTube.
They got 9/11 inside job on YouTube.
Can you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
the one he's talking about is called The Ozarks. Like
yeah,
I said, it's season 3, episode 4.
Yeah, find the Ozark.
No, Otis. Otis. No.
Otis. I thought Otis was right here. You
no,
got
Otis.
Otis
came back in and finished his food. He wants to go outside, so he keeps trying to go downstairs.
Oh, getting.
We're going outside.
All right. Call the Ozark. And it's season, what was it? Season 2? Well,
no, season 3.
Season 3. All right.
It's season 3. Hold on, let me get back to it, and I'll tell you. See, there's the one on here that's the reptilians, I bet you. Kathy and Daniel would love. Episode 4.
It's what?
Season 3, episode 4. It's called The Ozarks, and it was done on November 26, 2012.
2012?
Yeah.
Okay. Episode 3.
Episode 4. Season
4. 3. Well, hell.
Okay. We'll look for it after the show.
I got it. No, it won't let me play it. Shit. Shoot. The video is not yet able to be watched here. You can watch it on Daily Motion.
What the hell is Daily Motion?
I don't know what the hell Daily Motion is. I'm going to it.
Hidden power. Secrets. Cover-ups. Corruption. You think you know the whole story? Think again. I've been governor, a Navy SEAL, a fighter. I've heard things that'll blow your mind, and I think it's time you get the whole story.
Now, time is running out. And Yes, he investigates a conspiracy. They know something's coming. It's a launch of worldwide chaos. Is it a financial collapse? Are they getting ready for World War III? A powerful group bans on overthrowing our government and taking over the world from a command post in the American heartland.
Why would anybody want to hide out there?
Jesse's team hits the ground running.
I want you in and out of the shadows this time.
And finds that something very strange...
How often are these earthquakes occurring? 4, 5, 10 a day?
...is happening.
A private house as a front for a government operations center.
Jesse clashes with the local law.
You're going to put a governor face down in the dirt?
He goes to extremes.
We're meeting the White Rabbit on the Wizard of Oz on an arc.
But it may be too late.
The Illuminati symbolism is everywhere.
As he hits underground...
Should we be scared?
We should be scared.
...to uncover the Ozarks conspiracy.
I'm Jesse Ventura.
Okay, this is it. This showed him pulling into a mountain in the Ozarks, whether you want to believe it or not. And I could play it off for you. I could do that. Is anybody here? Nobody's here. Everybody dropped off.
Sorry.
Hey.
No, I muted myself.
Okay, Lorianne dropped off. I think people are dropping off. Why don't we close her up for tonight, and we'll just reconvene on Lorianne's show tomorrow night. I'm going to try to figure out how to send this over.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to try to send this over to you, Pianchi.
Well, there's Pianchi.
Hold on, gentlemen.
I'm getting ready to go to bed, too.
I'm going to try to figure out how to send this to you, Pianchi.
About what? The tunnels? Ain't no tunnels in those Ozarks.
I guess in your goal.
Hey, we should be in the Ozarks all the time.
Well, okay. Yeah.
See, what they need to show is a road leading off of Highway 63 going to this mountain. So that people can go follow it themselves.
Well, I'm going to send it to you, and you can make your own judgment. And I expect I'm going to try to send it to you. I never even heard of this Daily Motion before, but I'll send it. If I can get it to you, let me know if you can see it. If you can't, let me know, and I'll try to work on figuring out how to send it. Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night on Lorianne's show, and I'm going to work on sending that to you right now, Pianchi. Good night.